Winton Hall, the winner of the war to control AI will have supreme full-spectrum battlefield dominance. By Lucas Nolan on July 15, 2026. Breitbart News social media director Winton Hall, author of the instant bestseller Code Red, explained to Dr. Drew Pinsky that the race between the United States and Communist China to control AI is not a mere marketing gimmick, because the winner will command both the global economy and the battlefield of the future. We have to beat China without becoming China, Hall told Pinsky during Tuesday's episode of Ask Dr. Drew. Nobody wants to live in a techno-authoritarian surveillance state. According to Hall, the battle to control artificial intelligence is at a crucial point because we know that Russia and the CCP are very much engaged in weaponizing AI right now against American interests to dominate the AI race. Watch the full interview below. Hall told Dr. Drew that the economic stakes alone should alarm every American, noting that the Magnificent Seven tech giants make up roughly 40% of the S&P 500. When China released its DeepSeek AI model, chipmaker NVIDIA suffered the single biggest market cap loss in American history, a $600 billion wipeout in a single day, Hall noted. But the author warned that the national security stakes are even higher, pointing to a milestone in AI development called recursive self-improvement, RSI, the point at which AI can update and improve its own code. Once you hit that theoretical point, if and when that occurs, you're on an exponential, Hall said. And whoever gets there first will have supreme full-spectrum battlefield dominance in things like cybersecurity, hacking of missile systems, hacking of infrastructure. Tech titans such as Microsoft AI's Mustafa Suleiman and Anthropic's Dario Amodei predict artificial general intelligence, AI with nearly every cognitive ability of a human, could arrive by 2030, right on schedule with the CCP's goal, Hall said. The author also cautioned that AI is already being used as a political weapon at home, telling Pinsky that every peer-reviewed academic study has found a left-leaning political bias in today's large language models. In Code Red, Hall highlights one study that found 100% of major LLMs biased their policy answers against Donald Trump and in favor of Kamala Harris during the last election. It is a tool, but it's not just a tool, Hall said of AI. It's political power, and it's going to be increasingly how we determine who comes home alive and dead on a battlefield. Despite the warnings, Hall describes himself as an AI optimist, but a political realist, urging parents to prepare their children with classical critical thinking, entrepreneurial skills, and only then AI tools. I think the future is going to be teaching our kids how to create jobs, not to just apply for jobs, the author said. Winton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red. The left, the right, China, and the race to control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the mega movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, who was named one of Time's 100 most influential people in AI, praised Code Red as a must-read. She added, "Few understand our conservative fight against big tech as Hall does, making him uniquely qualified to examine how we can best utilize AI's enormous potential, while ensuring it does not exploit kids, creators, and conservatives." Award-winning investigative journalist and Public founder Michael Schellenberger calls Code Red illuminating, alarming, and describes the book as an essential conversation starter for those hoping to subvert big tech's autocratic plans before it's too late. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.